Good afternoon and welcome to Unity Church of Lights Silent Unity Prayer Service. We're going to begin our service with Sarah Carr Jordan reading the daily word.
Unlimited. With God, I am unlimited. I know unlimited living through my oneness with Spirit. The presence, power, strength, and wisdom of God are within limitation. These divine gifts and so many more live inside me and are mine to use to create my life. A storehouse of divine ideas is available to me in prayer. In the sacred silence, I claim these ideas and affirm peace, plenty, wholeness, and energy. There is no limit to the spiritual riches I can draw upon. No limit to the wondrous things I can do and be. I am richly and fully alive. I believe in possibility and approach each day eagerly, ready to make the most of it. I live gratefully, thankful for the goodness of God and my unlimited capacity to express it as only I can. Ephesians 1:18 and 19 says, "With the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is in the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe."
Thank you, Sarah, for that beautiful daily word reading. Let us relax into these words from an article written by Reverend Kurt Condra. And the title of it is Living in Sacred Awareness. That's why we're here. We want to live in sacred awareness. And he begins with saying, "Prayer is life." Those words were written by the iconic Unity author, James Dillett Freeman, and was published in a time not unlike our own. If you Google 1950s headlines, the results include the lynching of Emmett Till and hearings to discredit anti-communist crusader Joseph McCarthy. Fast forward to George Floyd's murder and the current investigation into the Capitol riot, and it's pointless to rate which era is more traumatizing. So we know outer conditions then and now call for an approach to prayer that allows us to see the facts and the flaws, yet know they are not our deepest reality. Those were wise words by Dillett Freeman. His essay strikes a perfect balance between acknowledging earthly conditions and affirming what's eternally true. So Reverend Kurt wants to share with us his experience. He said that Freeman's assertion to those who pray, prayer is life itself, seems an impossibly high bar. We pray daily, and we're not talking about every thought as a prayer, But we pray consciously, intentionally throughout each day. We believe prayer can be a way of life. We believe the value and meaning of prayer lie in the act of praying rather than in any outcome or answers that it yields. Still, often or not, our prayers fall short of the felt experience harmonizing with the central will of being. We know how it feels, but our experiences of it are fleeting and inconsistent. To us, prayer as life itself is in the realm of saints and mystics. Of course, we all dwell in prayer. If Freeman is right, if prayer is life itself, then it's really just a matter of becoming aware of the sacredness unfolding in every moment. So that's the intention we need to explore, being consciously aware of the sacredness of all life. It has meant making different choices about how and where we invest our energy, time, and thought. Reverend Kirk goes on to say, more nights than he cares to admit, he trades experiencing divine presence for streaming reruns. And I'm sure we all do that. The pictures in our minds when we lay down, and sometimes they create a restless night. The simplest, most direct choice for accessing presence is noticing psychological responses, the depth and pace of breath, muscle tension, sensation in the pit of the stomach, all are infallible diagnostics for whatever's happening mentally and emotionally. So just like checking an instrument panel on a car's dashboard, data gleam from your noticing body and breath provides input for making adjustments and recentering ourselves in the central will of being. Immerse oneself in the natural world, especially for opening our spiritual senses of gratitude and appreciation. Breathe in and breathe out. The steady rhythm of breaking waves illumined under a newish moon beneath a pitch black sky glowing at the edges where it met the city skyline fills us with wonder and profound appreciation for being a part of it all. Yes, a friend whose 83-year-old dad, recovering from a bad fall, had moved him into her home. Friends empathize with the burden that she's assumed, but she sees it differently. For her, every moment is sacred. They laugh, and they clash, and they pray. They celebrate progress and grieve what's lost in a way that's brought them together closer than ever. present to the preciousness of the time they've been given. She's aligned with a prayerful reality that sees beyond his mortal condition. And we too can take a page from that, from her experience. We too can be in that moment, be in that awareness, that preciousness of time that you've been given through any experience, and align yourself with the prayerful reality that sees beyond mortal conditions. And we always like to say here, we look beyond the appearances to the truth. So let's let these words resonate in us a bit. As we breathe in and breathe out and enter into a time of meditation, a time to sit in the quiet and do as Jesus beckoned us to do, to come apart a while, to absorb ourselves in things of spirit. Breathe in and breathe out, settling into that divine rhythm pattern of in and out as we intake the flow and release it back into the universe. Breathing in and breathing out in a natural way lets us feel the rhythm of the energy that pulses within us. Breathing in and breathing out, we relax into this moment as we journey deeper into the recesses of our soul, as we move deeper from our head to our heart, from our intellect to that region in which we connect with our indwelling spirit. And we come to that point within where we set everything aside and we breathe in once more. And as we release, we step over the threshold of our inner chamber. And here, yes, here, deep within, we experience the brilliancy of the light penetrating every fiber, every tissue, every sensory spot of our bodies. And that light is love, untouched by anything, pure, sweet, unadulterated love. And in that light is peace. And we feel that peace settle over our beings as we relax fully into this present moment, right here, right now, in the quiet. Well, we prepare to return to the presence of this room. Take a few more moments in the quiet. Give thanks for the gifts that you have so willingly received. We are so grateful for these gifts that the quietness it brought to us. And we know that we're overflowing with joy and love and peace. And so we share this with the universe. We keep the circulation going. If anyone has asked you to pray with them this week, or if you just want to hold someone in the essence of the energy that's flowing in and throughout this room, you may speak their names aloud, or you can hold them in your heart, but do so right now. And we want these vibrations to spread out beyond the doors of this chapel. We want to enfold all our political leaders, the President of the United States, Vice President, Senate, representatives, anyone in political power. We surround them with the wisdom and the intelligence of the Christ. And for all the foreign leaders and people in foreign lands, we send vibrations of peace and love, and we enfold them, embrace them as one. And for all those that have been challenged by the recent weather that has passed through not only our area, but all areas, we send the vibrations of healing, love, and peace. Holy Spirit, we're so glad that you move in and throughout the universe, that all is in divine order and working as it should. And we thank you. We thank you for those who pray in the Christ consciousness, for we know that our words go forth and create the environment that we vision, peace for all persons. So for this and all things, we're truly grateful, and we affirm together the prayer of protection. Together, the light of God surrounds us, the love of God enfolds us, the power of God protects us, the presence of God watches over us wherever we are, God is. And we go forth and create for ourselves a wonderful world. Bless you.